Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle, and my brother Brandon Brim is here with us this week.
It's great to be here.
And this is our second week. We've just had some wonderful meetings, the Autumn Assembly Prayer Conference, annual Autumn Assembly Prayer Conference. And for the first time we've ever had the First Nations of America Awakening of the Nations meeting. We just finished, this is the last day of the Awakening of the Nations meeting, and Brandon has been here with his wife from California in full-time ministry, and he had some, this week we're just talking about, if you guys have heard, in August, the week of 18th in August, Brandon really shared on the name, and he's talking about that too, but the Lord's also ministering about that name and the hunger, when you were talking, Brandon, when you said it, you didn't know when you were praying, heart hunger.
Right.
Heart hunger.
Yeah, your heart hunger.
Heart hunger. I thought that was a cool phrase. But that's what you're talking about, heart hunger in the name of Jesus and the things of God. And you're just talking about blind Bartimaeus and those things. They're wanting those things of the Lord. They're wanting something.
Yeah.
And you're saying it in our lives personally. So.
Yeah, and how blind Bartimaeus, he was blind. He couldn't get up and just follow him, but he cried out. He was hungry. His heart hungry. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He was hungry for his healing. God touched him. He was healed. And having before that, he cast away his label, it says in the word. His label is what signified so he was blind. So people around him knew he was blind. You better not, today, if you're driving, you see someone with the white cane, and you better not just run up on them. That's his label. That's to show you, for him to get around, but also, hey, in the natural, he's blind. But he cast it away. He wasn't saying, "Well, I'm going to try this, or I'm going to see if he can pray for me, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't." No, he knew he was going to see. He exercised an expectant faith. And how there might be things that God, you're believing for. Just like blind Bartimaeus, he stepped out. He believed it. That's how we need to be. How he was hungry. And I said this, Jared, how faith has a voice. Faith reaches out. Faith has a hunger. Faith expects. Faith has an expectancy. And I've been looking at this, different parts in the Word. And in Mark chapter 2, the man sick with the palsy, how there is no room, it says, in the house. Jesus was preaching. It was completely packed. They didn't just say, "Well, it's just packed. I'll try another day." Oh, no, they were hungry. They were hungry for the miracle, and it says, "Let's do this. Let's uncover the roof and let him down." And he was healed. They had faith. They were hungry. Oh, how we need to have faith. We need to have faith that is desperate to rip the roof off.
That's good. That's funny.
Have faith that is desperate to rip the roof off. That took some faith there. I don't think they said, "We're going to uncover this roof, and if he's healed, he's healed. If he's not, oh, well, we tried." No, they knew. If we get this roof uncovered, he's going to be healed.
And you know what? It wasn't pretty. At that time, it's not something you do.
No.
But they had whatever they wanted. They wanted Jesus. They wanted Jesus. They're getting there. They didn't take the traditional way to get into the church. They got there any way they could.
Right.
Not wanting something so desperate. I really feel like, they're talking about their healing. I know they wanted something more. There's more than just healing in life.
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Yes.
Which is everything. They wanted that something. They weren't satisfied. Like Bartimaeus, he threw off that coat. And he wasn't like, "I want healing." He was like Jesus. He just wanted fulfillment.
Right, right.
His identity. And his identity included not being blind. He just wanted his identity. And Jesus is our identity.
Amen. Amen.
What is it going to take for you to find your identity? And find the more who you are is the more you know of who Jesus is. It's Colossians 3:1-5.
And wow, yeah. That's right.
That Jesus is revealed, you revealed. They wanted Jesus. They wanted their identity.
Yeah. And you know what, Jared? In that room there completely packed, they could have all exercised their faith. They all could have been healed sitting there. But that man they let down on the roof, he was healed. He had faith. He had a hunger. It wasn't just for him. Everyone in there.
Right.
Everyone said he had a hunger.
It wasn't just, oh, today only the one person who decides to come down the roof.
Right, right. He had a hunger. How we need everyone. You know, I said earlier, we need to have an expectant faith. They expected. They knew it. They had a hunger. I want you to right now, if you mean it, I want you to say it. Don't just say it because I'm telling you. I want you to say, Lord, I'm hungry. Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for you. I'm hungry for you, God. You know, also, we're familiar with this, with the woman with the issue of blood. It said she had it for 12 years. 12 years. That's a long time, Jared. That's a long time. It says how she spent all she had be made well. One translation says, not a penny left. Not a penny left. You couldn't say she didn't try. She did. She spent it all on the best physicians, the best everything. She didn't quit. She said this. She said, if I just may touch him, I may be healed. The faith. She was hungry and she got her healing. Oh, how we need to be hungry. We've been talking about that, being hungry for the things of God.
Well, Brandon, if I can go back to that scripture, I was studying that, and I was in my concordance, and it talked about her. I was reading about Jesus being our high priest,
yeah,
him interceding before us, and you know what they're, you know how they give examples by showing the direct opposite of what, yes, that thing is? You know what their story was?
What?
That woman. They said that woman tried to fulfill her life by man. By man's efforts, tried to heal her. And wow, all it did, it, yeah, said it bound her so much she couldn't stand up straight. Said, wow, those things that aren't of God, if you try to find satisfaction in them, they'll bind you more and more. And it said that Jesus' work, what he does for us in our life as a high priest, you go to him and he'll unbind you, and she stood up. That's what he does in our lives. That's what he does when you hunger and you go, yes, to him like her. He breaks all that off.
Yes, hallelujah. And you know what, Jared? This is a good example. I want to share this with you guys right now about being hungry for God. And if you took a man and you put him out in the desert and you didn't give him food, you didn't give him water, and you just told him to start walking. And he's walking, Jared, and walking, oh, I need water. It's day number two. I need water. And you know, 3 days in the desert without water, you're going to, in the natural, die. And the third day comes around, oh, I need water. I'm thirsty. He's, you know, just imagine this right now. He's about to fall over. And then say a guy comes. Let's say a helicopter comes and drops right in front of him. Jared's smiling at me. He doesn't know what I'm saying. Well, he's never heard this story. But then if a guy came out in a suit, nice shiny suit, gave him a briefcase, said, here you go. He opens it up. It's not water. It's $1 million cash. It's $1 million. Right now, if I would give all you radio listeners, all you people listening on the archives, $1 million cash, you guys could use that. We could all use that. It could benefit us. Get whatever we need, whatever we want. But right there in that instance, that man needed water. He would have died with that millions of dollars of cash right next to him. That millions of dollars are nothing to him. He wants water more than anything else, more than fame. More than fortune, more than looking cool. He needed water. And I want to say this, that's how we need to be with the things of God. We need to hunger him more than money, hunger him more than fame, hunger him more than anything. Hunger for God above all else. You hunger for God more than anything else? I guarantee he'll make you rich. He'll take care of you. He'll take care of all the needs you need. He will take care of that. Exceedingly above all that you could ask or think. What are you hungry for? What are you thirsty for? If you're not hungry for the things of God, if you're not thirsting for him, you're hungering and thirsting for something that isn't God. You're hungering and thirsting for junk. And like we were talking about, you know, with the meal and all that. So full of junk, you're not hungry for the real. And how we need to be hungry for God. More than anything else, like that man hungering for water, Jared. Hungering for God, mm-hmm, like that.
That's good.
You know, and just, there's so many examples about that, you know. And I heard this, you know, sometimes if your body's craving this is another example. If your body's craving a vitamin, your body needs a vitamin, your body will reach out for something that has that. Whether if you have an iron deficiency, you'll reach out for ice. And you'll crave that. That's how many people think of God. And it's not you making it like we're talking about. It's not you, I got to do this. No, the Lord will do it. I'm here to tell you I know how it's like when I moved out to California. I know how it's like just to read a little bit. And then I started hearing more. I started hearing more. And the Lord will light a fire in me. And I know how it's like from reading, spending time with the Lord just a little bit a day to all day, 24 hours, hungry for Him. He does the works. You give yourself to Him, He'll take care of it. He'll make you a flame of fire. And how I said in these last days, we don't need to be lukewarm, but on fire for God, but on fire for Him, and trusting Him in every detail. And I saw, you know, the early days of Azusa Street Revival, and I was thinking about that, Jared, because we just got, like Jared was saying, my brother, these last 2 weeks we've been in meetings almost all day. And how for 3 years straight they were in meetings every day, almost all day, morning, noon, night. And they said most of the time it'd blend together, it'd be one service. Mm-hmm. How they were hungry for God. Mm-hmm. It wasn't them trying it, but it was inside of them a hunger, and that's how we need to be with God. Hallelujah. So that's what the Lord's been speaking to me about, and about hungry for Him. We're going to speak more about that. Tomorrow's our last day. I have a little bit more you don't want to speak about, but hungering for God and loving God with all of our heart. And also,
Brandon, can I ask, like, since, you know, you've basically been in California for how long now?
A year, almost about a year and I'd say 8 months,
so
9 months.
So you've been, like, when you went there, you kind of were in a situation in the natural where you kind of, in obeying the Lord, he's like full-time ministry.
Yeah.
And it's full-time kinda ministry, like, so it's kind of like you're going to be hungry for the Lord, or you're not going to be, going to be working, you know, you're not going to be, you need to move back to Missouri.
Yeah. You better. Yeah. That's how it is.
In a quick 30 seconds, what's that been like seeing that process in your life? You kind of look back and you're like, who was I?
Yeah. It's been amazing. It's been awesome. Just so thankful to God, you know, and that's why sometimes I'm talking to you and I'm not being stern, but it's the Lord in me. He's preaching and I'm saying this. I'm not just saying this because I think it. I see it in my life. I want that for you. I know what it's like when I didn't know what to do, and I'm working out in the yard. I'm doing all this good work, like labor work, and I know the Lord take me from there to that. I've seen it.
You want that for others.
And I want that for you guys.
It's like for me, when I taste some really good food, I'm really going to try to make you to taste it.
Yeah, you want me to taste it.
And Brandon's like, no. I'm like, taste this food. Well, you're kind of doing that with the Lord, you know?
Yeah.
Like you taste it and seen the Lord's good. Taste and see the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, he's good.
Yeah.
You need this.
And the Lord's been speaking to me a lot of things, you know, and you know, we're going to go a little bit more about tomorrow, but you might have a dream or something in your heart you want to do. I'm here to tell you those are not going to be wasted. Those will be fulfilled. Excuse me. And just give yourself to Him. He'll take care of it. It's not you making it happen. He will make it happen. I'm so honored to be in the ministry with the Lord. It's all Him. It's His ministry. We have a website. It's hisnameministries.com. We have a form. Go check it out. Send us a message. If this is blessing you, let me know. It always encourages us. If you need a prayer request or...
Yeah, they have a contact form and ask all those things.
Fill it out. It's hisnameministries.com. And I want to say I'm so grateful to be here on this radio broadcast. You can go to the website, billybrim.org. We have products. Check it out. And for my grandmother, Jared and I saying shalom.